Elizabeth Williams Bushy, and this is the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Welcome. It's November 2008, and we've got monkeys, owls, pussycats, plus this time around. What's good? What's bad? We've also got a guest narrator, my daughter Anne, 9 years old. So sit back and enjoy the ride. Thanks for listening. That's Good, That's Bad by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Performed by Elizabeth Williams Bushy and Anne Bushy, aged 9. I found a quarter.
That's good.
Then I dropped it.
That's bad.
Then I saw it again.
That's good.
But it was rolling down the sidewalk.
That's bad.
I ran after it, though.
That's good.
But it rolled across the street.
That's bad.
It was at a crosswalk, though, and the light was green, so it was safe to cross.
That's good.
When I got across the street, someone accidentally kicked it into a store.
That's bad.
So I went into the store, and I found it.
That's good.
I found it in the mouth of someone's little dog.
That's bad.
So I bent down to pet the little doggy so he'd give me back my quarter.
That's good.
He growled at me.
That's bad.
So the lady who owned him picked up the dog so he wouldn't bite me.
That's good.
She also took the quarter out of his mouth and put it in her own coat pocket.
That's bad.
Luckily, her coat pocket must have had a hole in it because the quarter dropped out and started to roll out the door again.
That's good.
Then the quarter bounced up against a door and stopped, and a lady picked it up.
That's bad.
She handed it back to me and smiled.
That's good.
I handed it back to her.
You did? Why?
Because I read the sign on her door.
What did it say?
It said food pantry. It was a place for people to go to get food who don't have enough to eat. So instead of buying candy with the quarter, I gave it to them.
That's good.
Well, it felt good anyway. The end. Next up is one of my absolute favorite nonsense rhymes. It's not by me, which is unusual. Usually I just do my own thing. This one is written by Edward Lear, and it might be familiar to some of you. If it's not familiar to you, it certainly ought to be. It's called The Owl and the Pussycat. The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. You are, you are, what a beautiful pussy you are. Pussy said to the owl, "You elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried, but what shall we do for a ring?" They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there, in a wood, a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, his nose, his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. "Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring?" said the piggy. "All well." So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, the moon, the moon. They danced by the light of the moon. The end. Myself, I would like to know, what exactly is a runcible spoon? If you know, or you think you know, please email me at elizabeth@inklesstales.com. That's ELIZABETH at INKLESSTALES runcible.com. If you know what a runcible spoon is, or you think you know what a runcible spoon is, or you'd just like to draw me a picture of a runcible spoon, go ahead and mail it to Elizabeth@inklesstales.com. I would be very interested in your interpretation of a runcible spoon. Come to think of it, I don't think I know what quince or mince is either. I think of mince as the peppermint stuff that you eat, but since it's spelled in the poem as M-I-N-C-E, I don't think they mean mince as in freshen your breath, so that's anybody's guess. Okay, next up is Five Little Monkeys. Now, we all know the five little monkeys jumping on the bed, but nobody knows what I've done to the poem, so here we go. I've got to put some dramatic music on next, so here we go. Five Little Monkeys, retold by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Five little monkeys, driving in a car, drove too fast so they didn't get far. Called the mechanic, who fixed the axle bar, and said no more monkeys driving in a car. Five little monkeys cooking on the stove, didn't watch the fire, so they burnt their little noses. Called the firefighters who came running with their hoses and said no more monkeys cooking on the stove. Five little monkeys playing football in the house all dove for the ball at once and took a twisted bounce. Called the local carpenter who patched the little house and said no more monkeys playing football in the house. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. They called up the doctor and the doctor said no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Four little monkeys looking at the bed, looking at the brother with the bandage on his head. Climbed under the blankets and at last they finally said, good night, good brother monkeys. Let's be safe and sleep instead. The end. I just know I'm not the only one who likes to jump on the bed. Jumping on the bed is great. Who's got a trampoline in their backyard? I know my kids really want one bad. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about trampolines, though, because without the sides, the trampolines end up being like bouncing to the ground. But I do love a trampoline. Trampolines are fun. They're like flying. And flying, if I had any superpower, I don't care about being invisible. I don't care about being super strong. I want the power to fly. That is my ultimate superpower. That's what I want to do. The last thing we're going to do, we're going to wrap it up with a song. It's my newest song, and I hope you really like it. And then we're going to sign out. So here we go. This is my newest song. Ready? Should I put some dramatic music in front of it? No, I think we're just going to go straight into the song. So here we go.
Excuse me, these words will take you where you wanna be. Every time, every time, every time. something to say. Excuse me, excuse me. Please thank you and excuse me. These words will take you where you wanna be. Please thank you and excuse me. These words will take you where you wanna be. Every time, every time, every time. Yeah.
Yeah, that song is simple, but it's fun. The best part about that song is when I give concerts, I usually get as many kids as will fit on stage to come sing that with me. It's pretty easy to learn. Okay, that's the English Tales podcast for kids for November. Remember, you can visit us on the web at www.inklesstales.com. That's InklesstalesTales.com. We've got 4 new games this month. We've got Catapult, Checkers, and a whole bunch more. And you can write me anytime at Elizabeth@inklesstales.com. I answer every email. And that's it. Have a great Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you soon. I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy, signing off for the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Have a good one. Love you guys. Bye.